America, and welcome to the Ohio Brett Show for God and country and sports. Because what are they trying to take out of sports? God and country. We can't even stand for the pledge and the national anthem, and they don't even want us to pray with our cheerleaders, our coaches, and our fan bases. And here on the Ohio Brett Show, you already know the rules. Nationwide, we have locker rooms all over. You're stretched. You got your ankles taped. Before we go out to football practice, we have some amazing, amazing guests coming in. We got some Chicago Bears fans, Chicago Bulls, Miami Hurricanes, and Ohio State Buckeyes fans all over America. We are uniting like never before. Center left and center right, all race, color, and creed. And in the locker room, we share the truth. On Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
For your support of this platform, use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Hello, America, and welcome back into the locker room on the Ohio Brett Show for God and country and sports. And we had it all set up to be live from the Daytona 500. I'm looking out the front windshield here, the massive stadium. I had it all to myself. We could have got some great shots and the Daytona 500 logo in the background. But Ohio Brett doesn't mix very well with lightning and rain. So the show goes on, and we have such a great show today. And many of you know that Brett Bull, nicknamed Ohio Brett, I completed that journey to all 50 states in 12 months to encourage the team, recruit for the team, and with my background in fundraising, help fund the team. And I represent that mighty, mighty team, the body of Christ. It's Team Jesus Christ. And we need encouraged. We need to recruit. And you better believe you can't do anything without funds. And you can follow me on my journey on OhioBrett.com, OhioBrett.com, nicknamed America's Encouragement Coach. I MC events. I love speaking at conferences and churches and to homeschool families and veterans and disease of addiction families. I will go wherever invited. And we're well on our way to all 50 states again in 12 months. And one of the great, great joys of this journey of traveling and having the show on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world, is I get to meet some true, true leaders worth following. And buckle up, locker room. I'm going to blow that whistle, sit up straight. We got a true leader worth following. My first guest, Debbie Krolaitis. Welcome to the Ohio Brett Show.
I am so glad to be here. I'm loving this energy. Oh my goodness.
Now that I know that you're in Chicago, Debbie, we're going to light them up in Chicago with some great, great events. Matt Eberflus was named the Chicago Bears head coach last year, and his precious wife, Kelly. I can't wait to connect you two, and I'll be able to maybe host some events and we can do some fundraising in Chicago and beyond. But you or Debbie are making such a huge impact. Coast to coast, border to border, every county and every state in this great union that many of us still love. With Moms for America, you're doing some amazing things. And Debbie, you were lighting them up today in Washington, D.C. Please share with our audience what happened.
We sure were. Thanks so much for having us on, Brett. And I know you've had our president on, Kimberly Fletcher. We are all across America. We are about 500,000 moms strong, cultivating and changing and sharing truth, family, freedom, and fighting for the Constitution. That's what we do on a regular basis. We're the ultimate support group for moms that are just needing help in their home, raising their kids, and defending our country, and just making sure that we preserve America. So thank you for having us on. And yes, today we were in Washington, D.C., right in front of the Capitol, right there at House Triangle, and we were holding a press conference called Moms Protecting Women's Sports. And it was amazing. We had so much press available. We had congressional leaders. We had top athletes. We had moms. And we all gathered together right in front of that Capitol, and we asked for the Senate to pass that bill that was out of the House, House Resolution 734, the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2023. Huge mom issue, protecting women's sports. And so that's what we're doing today. We're raising awareness, and we are asking for this bill to be passed, and so our girls and our women can have fair and safe areas for competition for in women's sports. I mean, it's so obvious, it's so logical, but right now we've got to actually fight for this legislatively. Come on.
Such an upside down world we live in. I have a precious daughter, and you know, one of the greatest sayings going around all 50 states was mama bears were everywhere. Don't get in between the mama bears and her children. We love our women, and the men, we don't want our women playing sports with the women. It is so gross. It is actually an abomination, in my opinion. So I'm so thankful that you are leading the way and having courage to lobby for a good cause. That's something that should be just like a no-brainer.
Right. I mean, we listened to these athlete stories today, and I know that you understand them. I mean, they're losing scholarships. They're losing opportunities. They're in danger. Right. I mean, it is making sports not a safe place, not a fair place. They're having to change in locker rooms with biological men. And, you know, somebody asked me after the press conference, is this a trans issue? I said, you know what this is? This is a women's issue. Right. Yes. We believe that all athletes should compete well and win and enjoy their competition, but according to their biological sex, according to their chromosomes. And I know this is crazy that we have to talk about this. You know, really spell this out in a press conference, but this is where we're at. And these athletes, I'm telling you, these women athletes, there was a cyclist, there was a volleyball player, there was a basketball player, a swimmer that swam with Leah Thomas. I mean, these women are in locker rooms with men and they're competing against men. And that is just not fair. We just need everybody, according to their biological sex, to compete in those arenas, compete well, and enjoy the sports.
Well, Debbie, that we know there's only two genders. You are either born a boy or a girl, and everybody is perfect in God's eyes. His love is open to all. Many of it's a choice, though. It's free will. There is good and there is real evil out there. And that's why we have to get busy at the local level, raising our voice, protecting our women. Okay, us foot, many of you know in the locker room that I was blessed to play football for Nick Saban. My dad was the athletic director who hired him. We love football. We understand the role football plays. We love all sports. It's the most beautiful spirit of competition, but you want to play with a fair opportunity to perform, right, and safety, and to be able to go to the bathroom and change in private. So shame on all you athletic directors out there that are allowing this to happen, and the board of trustees and the presidents and all the donors. Why aren't you rising up, donors, to protect your precious athletes that you say you love so much? And Debbie, gosh, it's so frustrating that we even have to have this conversation, but you're out front of it. I believe by faith you're going to have great impact. And then this has to go down to the local level and the county level, that Moms for America, every single mom should be following all the amazing things that you guys are doing.
Well, to the moms that are listening, I would encourage you to call your senators, especially Democratic senators, and ask them to bring this bill forward. Again, it's I got my glasses on, but it's HR 734, the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2023. I mean, this is where we've got to do. We've got to put the pressure on. We've got to hold our legislators accountable, and we've got to push. And then thank you to all these representatives around the country that are fighting for great legislation and protection of women's sports. So this is a federal bill, but a lot of representatives in each of the 50 states are fighting for legislation too to protect women, actually to protect kids in general. So there's a lot of good things happening around the country. I know it can be pretty discouraging, but those that are fighting, let's get behind them and let's call for action and let's call for a vote.
I love it. And we can do that. Listen up, locker room. You might be a Michigan State Spartan or an Oklahoma Boomer Sooner or even a Florida Gator. You have to take action. Call your senators and call your athletic directors. Call your president. Call that office of the Department of Equity and Inclusion, which is a total lie. They aren't fighting for us. They're attacking us. We have to get involved peacefully, and you can take action and do those steps. And Debbie, I do want to give a shout out. Kimberly is such a great leader, and you and your executive teams are so worthy of following. I do want to give a special shout out to Tammy in Texas with Moms for America. Thank you so much for including me as your guest at Mar-a-Lago last December 4th. It was the most beautiful, beautiful event. And Moms for America is so worthy of following. And I want to challenge you to pray over them and go to their website. And I want you to prayerfully consider sending a one-time gift at any amount that's easy for you. Check with your husband, check with your wife, or if you're single, look in the mirror. Go to Moms for America. What's your website again, Debbie?
MomsforAmerica.us. And really, I thank you for making that plea and that mention for us financially. And we are here to serve moms. I'm kind of now just telling people, say, what's Moms for America? Well, yeah, we are moms uniting to reclaim our culture and, you know, fight for the Constitution. But we are the ultimate support group. It is very difficult to raise kids in today's generation. We know that. The culture is very challenging, and we have all kinds of resources, all kinds of support, every kind of topic. If you're homeschooling, if you're taking your kids out, if you want to run for office, if you want to listen to a podcast about fentanyl, if you want to understand what's happening at the border, we have all this information brought in. Really, because every issue is a mom issue, we cover it from A to Z, and we provide all that. Our signature program is the Cottage Meetings. I'm sure Kimberly's talked to you about that. But that's where we help moms learn the principles of liberty and America's heritage, teach those principles to their children. I'm actually here in Washington, D.C. My daughter and I are going to go to the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, we have to just keep reminding our kids and ourselves about America's greatness. We have to understand that there is nowhere else that we want to be a woman, nowhere else we want to raise a family than this great, great country of America. So let's teach these principles to our children. And Moms for America is here to help you in your journey through motherhood. literally from the kitchen table to Congress.
Debbie, I'm so excited and so happy that you have great, great leadership and you're providing it with Moms for America. We have a press conference coming up here in a couple weeks that Ohio Brett will be announcing my college campus tour. They're going to let Ohio Brett back on campus 3 of the 4 weeks. I'll be on a new college town. We'll be doing all kinds of creative activity from Thursday to Sunday in a new college town. And maybe on Friday mornings, we could do an event where we can meet up in a Target parking lot, Moms for America in that local area. I'll have a few real men. Everybody can bring your own coffee, and we can let them know our thoughts about targeting kids.
Wait, I've got to tell you about Target. So we just, did you know this? Because you gave me a great lead into this. So we just did a Target blackout. We just emailed this to all of our moms. Now, it's not just for June, but we're targeting June for Target. And we have t-shirts that we just made. You can go on our website. In fact, if you put in Ohio Brett and you order a Target shirt, 15% off, okay? And it says, quit targeting our children. Stop targeting our children. That's what it says. And it's got the Target, and that's really the message, right? It's to Target, and it's to every other organization that is sexualizing our children and marketing sexual material to them. So we are doing a big blackout on Target and to other all the other woke communities. We're, you know, pushing our moms towards Public Square and to other mom and pop shops in their community. And we are standing up. We call it the power of the purse. Where we're going to spend our money. Let's start thinking, moms. And I know this is difficult because it's easy to go online and just order your paper towels to your gym shoes, but we're going to have to do things differently. And I know that there's, you know, a lot of moms out there that are looking for alternatives. There's Public Square. There's all kinds of different organizations now that are rising up, but we are doing a Target blackout, and we want to really think what we do with our monies with the power of the purse, because we've seen what's happened to these organizations that have started sexualizing our children, and they're failing.
That's right. It's not acceptable, Debbie. So I stand totally united with you on that blackout with Target. Thanks for leading the way, Debbie. Thanks for all you do for Moms for America, and thanks for coming in the locker room with Ohio Brett today.
All right, moms, come by momsforamerica.us and visit us so we can help you. We're here to serve.
I'd love it. Well, thank you, Debbie. And that's what we do in the locker room. We bring in those truth tellers that are so worthy of following. The amazing work that a huge army, coast to coast, border to border, is doing with Moms for America is so worthy of support. And don't miss my request. As America Strong Safety, I'm blitzing you, and I'm encouraging and challenging you to pray over them and go to their website and consider a one-time gift at any amount that's easy for you. And the good thing is, everybody's easy button amount is different. It may be $10, $100, $1,000, $10,000 or more. You know what your easy button amount is, and Moms for America is so worthy of support. And friends, you know that I was part with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 7 nights in Hawaii, 3 nights in Chicago. We had just an amazing Florida, 3 nights in Florida. Ohio Brett and friends. I'm blessed to have a lot of friends that are making a huge difference. And we love getting the truth out there to audiences wherever we go. And Judy was live in Austin, Texas last Saturday when the Great Awakening, Mickey did such a great job. And friends, I want to play the trailer because this movie needs to be watched everywhere. Let's roll the trailer.
Breaking news, the president declaring a national emergency.
The new stay-at-home order.
We will shut you down.
Don't think you can get on a plane or a train.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And we will take you to jail.
We've got to get them vaccinated.
Or we will keep you in a facility longer.
As the world was descending into synchronized tyranny, I began to ask myself, how did they get everyone to go along with this?
Feels so good.
I know.
Obsessed with finding the answer, I began studying every moment in recorded history where masses of people acted against their own self-interest.
The only mechanism
that could explain what was happening in society.
Screw your freedom. You're a schmuck.
Was what is usually referred to as mass formation.
Here we are now with an economy in crisis, but with an incredible opportunity.
Unprecedented opportunity.
For a reset.
Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished heads of state and government, the future is built by us.
We need a great reset.
When they say, you'll be happy, what they mean is, you'll be enslaved.
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
Those who control the data control the future, not just of humanity, but the future of life itself.
Every aspect of our life has been infiltrated by people that do not have our best interests at heart.
There are forces using fear and isolation to induce mass psychosis.
I don't want you to be hopeful.
Environmental doom.
Fires.
I want you to panic.
Storms.
It will kill your children.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
People are starting to wake up. They're starting to wake across the world.
I'm seeing people come together from all walks of life, finally saying enough is enough.
We didn't come here for no reason. We have a voice and we're here to share it.
We have to be the solution. We cannot rely on the media, the president, or whoever to fix these problems.
I would rather pick up cans on the side of the highway than to live out of alignment with my truth.
We're all being driven back to the dream.
As you see in the audience, Democrats, Republicans, white, Black, everyone all in between, this is the example that they do not want to see, but they have no choice.
The masses of humanity have been slapped awake.
Open your eyes.
It's time to wake up.
This is the Great Awakening.
People cannot go back into the Matrix now. A lot of people are trying to. They can't.
Go back into the Matrix. The Great Awakening movie was so powerful. I was blessed to be part of a watch party in St. Augustine, Florida. As we watched the red carpet, they did such a great job on the red carpet with all the interviews, and Del Bigtree was leading the coverage, and a comedian, J.P. Sears, took the microphone as he fired the first guy. It was such a great setup, but he did such a great job with Sherry Tenpenny on the red carpet, Dr. Judy Mikovits on the red carpet, and so many distinguished guests like Alex Jones and so many dignitaries that before they went in and watched it, over 2,000 people were at the live theater in Austin, Texas, as they watched it live. And there were watch parties for the Great Awakening all over the world. And now it's up to us to make sure everybody gets the chance to watch that movie and then get in conversations and take action. Because it may seem like it's some dark, dark days. But don't forget Elijah. He was 1 versus 200. Don't forget David that slayed the giants and he had 5 stones. He only needed one. Him and God only needed one. And then he took care of Goliath with Goliath's own sword. But peacefully is now is the time for us to get truth out there. And I believe by faith that all of you watching this, I want to encourage you to get together with families in your neighborhood. Get together with your cheerleading, your football, lacrosse, golf. Get with all your teams and watch the Great Awakening and talk about it. We get deep conversations. This isn't a Republican versus Democrat thing. This isn't a black or white or same-sex attracted or straight. This is for team humanity. They want to depopulate the world, and we are awakening to that, and we've been uniting like never before. It's one of the greatest blessings that once I finally was obedient to the task on my life to go out and keep going, I'm willing to go to all 50 states again, but we will encourage people to watch the Great Awakening movie everywhere. And on my college campus tour, I'm so excited that we'll be doing some homework. I know I wasn't very good in homework. You know, I kind of majored in drinking all the beer and trying to get dates all over University of Toledo. And I was pretty good at getting yeses, but I do give some homework assignments here. We'll have our college campus tour with Ohio Brett, where we can have conversations, and I'm going to encourage fraternities and sororities and student athletes and donors and fan bases and watch the Great Awakening before I get to town, because we are going to light them up with truth. And that's what we do in the locker room on the Ohio Brett Show. Everybody is welcome here. And it is so beautiful to see the plan coming together and the team uniting. Unfortunately, we're uniting in the fact that we've all been lied to. Every single aspect of our lives, the financial world, the banking systems, our healthcare, education, the pharmaceuticals, we have been compromised at every single level. And that's why I'm so proud to have a show on Brighteon.tv, your home for uncensored truth. And we're so thankful for our head coach, Mike Adams, and Bob Denny and Bob Sisson for leading the way. And buckle up, we got a great guest right after the break. We'll be back with Jill Wood.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Hello, America, and welcome back in the locker room with Ohio Brett on the Ohio Brett Show on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And many of you know, I go coast to coast, border to border, all 50 states in 12 months. We're well on our way to doing it again. And today I'm live at the Daytona 500, but we got a major problem. There's lightning and rain outside, so we're doing the show from the the pits where they go in and the race cars are in there. It is so special here. I wish you could see it. But friends, in the sports world, there's mergers and there's unity that's actually happening all over. Last week, many of you know, in my hometown, Dublin, Ohio, Jack Nicklaus hosted the Memorial Tournament on the PGA Tour. And only half of the world's best players were even in the field. And because of our lobbying efforts and a lot of your efforts out there, we kept reaching out to Jack Nicklaus and the PGA Tour. We encourage them. We want the best. They're independent contractors. It's okay to have the LIV Tour. It's okay to have the PGA Tour. And guess what happened, folks? The most beautiful thing with the merger, let's go ahead and pull up the article, that the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour are merging. And I am so excited because the fans are going to get rewarded because we will see the best players in the world playing against each other. And if you're an athlete, you always want to compete against the best. So I'm so thankful, so thankful that the knuckleheads at the PGA Tour got it right. And now here we go. So bring it on, Phil Mickelson and Brooks and DJ and Patrick. And past champion Bryson DeChambeau, can't wait to watch you play in my hometown next year in Dublin, Ohio. And friends, one of the greatest gifts, you know, I've been blessed to go to all 50 states in 12 months, and I can't do it alone. I've had some amazing coaches. You know that Coach Dave Live is a great mentor. I love my team at Brighteon, and I am so excited to introduce my next guest and sit up straight in the locker room. We got a true warrior right now. Jill Wood, welcome to the Ohio Brett Show.
Oh, thank you, Brett. I'm here in your hometown, too. So I'm rooting for the Muirfield tournament next year, too.
Well, I love it. And Jill, America, you're looking at one of the great leaders, and she believes in what Ohio Brett is doing. And she is not only a coach and mentor and encourager, a financial supporter and sponsor. And I'm so excited to have Jill on the show today because I wanted to say thank you, number one, and introduce a true legend to our national audience. Because Jill, the first thing I want to start is, why in the world would you want to encourage Ohio Brett to go out and do what I do?
Well, you have helped so many people, obviously in Ohio and in our community, but around, you know, the all 50 states. And we had one person here in our community that was terminated in our school district for saying, you know, talking about COVID with a student. She was like the study hall monitor. Her name's Toni Evans, and she's amazing, and she's just a beautiful person. And she's a Christian woman that was telling them that, you know, how it was happening, and she got terminated. And she told me that you were helping to raise funds to fund good. And I'm like, that's exactly what I want to get behind, because first and foremost, more than even anything with my business and my money, was my kids and our family and making sure that they're protected, because I could see the fraud that was happening with COVID. And when that happened and you were involved, and she's like, you got to talk to Ohio Brett. And then I talked to you and we just clicked because we were on the same page.
It was amazing. And yes, we will stand up and cry out against the abominations in our midst. And that is just such a gross example of what happened to a precious employee that loved her students, and she loved all students. And it's just a tragedy and an abomination of what happened to her. But that story's not over. We can continue to encourage and move forward on that story. And Jill, as we got to know each other, and then I got to learn a little bit about what you do. You have such a key role, because in the world of finances, we need to trust our leaders. We need to trust our coach. We need to trust our assistant coaches. And Jill, you live and work in the financial planning world. Can you tell our audience a little bit about what you do for a living?
Yes. So I opened up my own financial firm in 2016, and it was a blessing in disguise, because I had worked for JP Morgan and worked for Merrill Lynch before. I worked for Wells Fargo. I worked, and that was a blessing too, to see how they all operate, because I realized, you know, as time went on that everything is rigged and I kept having to reinvent myself. And so when 2016 hit, there was a lot of stuff going on, obviously, with the differing views on the political views and all of that. And it was trying to make sense of it and why every 7 years I have to reinvent myself and there's a recession, something happens, and then everybody's scrambling, they're going to new jobs. And then we saw, obviously, what happened in 2007, 2008, where all of these CEOs of these institutions got their golden parachute, and then they just flipped and flipped and back and forth, and they all ended up fine with millions and millions of dollars, where it ended up us, the taxpayers, paying all that. So what I was able to do through all of that and how we got connected too was just from me trying to figure out the truth and what was going on. And I came across some really amazing mentors that knew more about the financial system than I would have ever learned at all of those top firms. They talked about, or one person in particular, Michael with Negative 48, he was telling me that all systems are rigged, you know, that they, the Fed, the Treasury, the central banking system, how they all operate, which the Fed, when you can look them up in the yellow pages, they're not federal, it's not part of our government, and it's not even a US-run entity. So then I started understanding a lot more about how it's rigged and then what they even do overnight with the rigging of the investments. So he's been amazing as far as helping me know things that are changing in the financial world with the bullion and the silver and how these same institutions have rigged that. So that's why we've got like the Basel IV, Basel III regulations that have happened, that they've got to come whole with these, with their amount of gold and silver that they said that they own on their balance sheets. So what that enabled me to do was like figure out like this is like a huge bomb waiting to happen. And there's so much opportunity because of how they have been caught in their game now. So, and that's what happened because now they've been exposed. So that's why we've all been under attack. So Team Jesus is trying to like get the truth out. And the people that want to keep this system rigged are trying to shut us down. So what you've been able to do, I mean, I would support you in everything because of you traveling to all 50 states. Most of us are busy in our day-to-day lives, so it's hard to have that and travel and do what you're doing. So I would rather put money behind you and help you do, spread the word.
Blessing, and the last time I checked, the Ohio State Buckeyes can't go win a national championship without funds. And yes. The Miami Hurricanes need funds, and the Georgia Bulldogs, and the Alabama Roll Tide, the Crimson Tide. So sports is a good analogy with that. But here, it's a spiritual battle and not just a political fight. And Jill, I believe that it's so important with your finances to have somebody that you can trust. And Jill, I'd like to go ahead and bring up your website, because friends, I want you to go visit Jill's website. And what's your website again, Jill?
It's www.freewoodwealth, freewoodwealth.com. And that is the website for you to go on. And then if people need to obviously contact me, my phone number and everything is on there too.
Perfect. And I just want to challenge you, if you do need some advice that you could trust, Jill Wood is so worthy of that phone call. And Jill, are you allowed to take clients in all 50 states?
Yes.
So friends, come on. We can't get one conversation with Jill. I'm just asking you to make a phone call and talk to my friend. And I promise you, Jill Wood will take good care of you with your finances.
Well, I just want to help everybody make more money so then we can all win-win and then donate more to you, Brett.
Well, I think it's a great blessing. And that's one of the things, Jill, with your coaching and Coach Dave Live and all my mentors, I love the fact that, yes, we could give grants out. But I've also, Jill, that one of the great things with the Christian Revolution, not only do we give grants out, and we're still doing that, I've been blessed to be in a position as a fundraising consultant, kind of like attorneys who have billable hours that $200 or $350 or $500 an hour, I could be paid $350 an hour for a retainer of 10 hours, and I could go help a influencer or someone trying to be a full-time missionary in Africa or Haiti or Ecuador, but why not make an impact in America? So Jill, One of the great things I've had the blessing is I've been able to have hundreds of conversations, probably close to over 300 hours now of free advice giving fundraising. So that is part of the solution. Yeah. And we're all helping others. That is true love of neighbor.
It is. And we knew they were organized on the other side. That's why we got to be organized on our side.
And we're getting there. And Jill, I love the fact that with your coaching and your encouragement and your funding, it's opening up the doors that we can start those new opportunities with the concerts and the golf tournaments and the speaking programs. And I'm so excited for that college tour where I'll be on a new campus multiple times each month, all through college football season. But Jill, here in the locker room, you know, you have been such an encouragement to me, and I'm sharing you with the world right now. Jill, what is your message for America today?
Well, the main thing is that we all stick together. We're on Team Jesus. They've tried to divide us, and if they divide, they conquer. And if we all stick together, work together, and it's a win-win, because I'd love nothing more than help people make money, but at the same time, get to know Jesus more. That's the most important thing. So if everybody has their foundation right, then that's how we win continually over and over again. People, absolutely, you know, have stability.
That's right, Jill, and you know this because you've helped me. This Bible right here, it's so important to hold that precious Bible in your hands. If you say you're on Team Jesus Christ, that's our playbook, then please, please tell me you don't leave your playbook in your locker. If you're a precious recruit out there, or maybe you've never heard of Jesus, I encourage you to maybe start with a verse a day. Will show you the way. And I believe the Holy Spirit will take over. And what do you have to lose by reading the Bible?
It's all a win. It's a win-win. It's a happiness.
Well, so I appreciate you so much. Jill Wood in the locker room.
I appreciate you. I'm on the today. Team.
God bless you. I will see you soon in Ohio. I'm flying back up to, I'll see you at CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com is having his annual huddle. Men and women from around America will be coming in. Jill, I'll see you there. Yeah. And thank
Tracy and I will be there. Both Tracy and I will be there.
Or Tracy will be there too. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah. Thank you.
God bless you, Jill. And that's what we do here on the Ohio Brett Show. There are true leaders worth following. So I just encourage you, if you would like some advice with your financial planning, please consider going to Jill's website and making a phone call. It'll be worth the conversation. And friends, I'm so excited, you know, going coast to coast, border to border. That's what we do. And that they're going to unleash me on those college campuses. And with the Forum Shiver of Love, I look forward to traveling all over where the Lord will lead me. And you can go to OhioBrett.com. And if you have a town that you'd like for me to come, let me know. We're already got the framework of the schedule, and we'll have a press conference in a couple weeks as we finalize that college campus tour and everything that will be involved. And many of you know that I've partnered up with Dana Callen in Maine, the Angry Citizen, and the Flame USA newspaper. Anna and Nicole are doing such a great job north of Seattle with their newspaper. And we came together and we have the Game Plan USA. The Game Plan USA. If you could pull that up on the screen. There's four steps that we're challenging America. If you really want to get off the bench and get back into the game, we encourage you to go to the Game Plan USA. Play number one, please consider getting a subscription to the Flame newspaper. It's such great content. I promise you, you'll be happy that you're supporting and reading the Flame. Number two, Dana Callen has such a great local sheriff's forum. His website, many of us know the importance of the local county sheriff, and we're encouraging you to reach out to your local county sheriff, ask them to go to the forum and go to the website and plug into that great programming. The third play is my play. I'm encouraging everybody to get into that Bible. Hold that precious Bible in your hands every day and read. What do you have to lose by reading the Bible? And then that fourth play, please prayerfully consider making a one-time gift at any amount. And we will use those dollars for good as we travel around and impact every county and every state in this great union that many of us still love. And as we transition in here to our last guest, do we have in the locker room, Eric? Eric Mallow, are you with us? And as Eric's pulling in, Eric, I'm looking forward to being with Eric. We're heading back out west. Ohio Brett and friends, I'll be with Dr. Judy Mikovits June 12th in Elk Grove near Sacramento. And then we'll be in Marysville, California, about a half hour outside of Sacramento. And we'll be on June 13th having an amazing night, both nights, June 12th and then June 13th, as we have the Ohio Brett and friends, a beautiful night with Dr. Judy Mikovits and some amazing local speakers. And Eric, are you on? Well, friends, lies, as we're waiting on Eric. And if he gets on, we'll go ahead and bring him in immediately. But friends, we've all been lied to. We've been lied to in every single category of our lives. Not just in America, it's around the world with our education and the pharmaceuticals and the medical and the politicians on both sides. I've voted Republican my whole life, and I've been lied to every single election. Many of my teammates who've voted Democrat, they feel the same way. That's why we're uniting like never before. So let's go ahead and take a look at this short video, Lies.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
You know...
It's a sunny Monday morning here, and it's epic. Well, the clip I'm going to show you is epic. It's around 10 minutes long. You will not believe it. I've shared a lot of clips which have shown the massive propaganda and the insane claims from the narrative over the past few years. This one includes several of them, but so many more. So it's the best compilation clip I've ever seen, and it clearly shows that absolute nonsense was being driven and driven hard from the top and the media for years. And everything they said turned out to be completely scientifically false. And this is the home of sound science. So yeah, we're a good place to air these things. But just sit back and enjoy. Yes, we were all correct on our side. Of course. Here you go.
We want to make sure that people can discern the truth from the misinformation. And we want to make sure that everyone understands that no one's safe till everyone's safe.
No one is 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 safe.
You have to dance with sudden change. Just because you're a defensive back and you give up a bomb touchdown, that means you don't play the next play. And we're ready for sudden change. America, here in the locker room, please welcome Eric Mallow. Eric, welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, Brent?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to being with you out in California here soon. But yeah. Eric, you're doing some amazing things with Light Dove Ministries. And
yes,
you have a great testimony, and I'm so excited to be with you. So our audience will see you live, but tell us a little bit about your background, Eric.
I'm a railroader by trade. Imagine that, a blue-collar guy who actually got in the fight before we even started the federal vax mandate, going after the school boards. My wife and I did. Which in turn led to the FBI coming into our own county here trying to investigate us. But our church is the Church of Glad Tidings. You never shut the doors down. And we approached the sheriffs and told them, you know, what side of the fence are you guys going to stand on, you know, during the lockdowns, during COVID? Are you going to lock everybody down and enforce masks? Or are you going to be on the right side of history here and be a constitutional sheriff? And if it wasn't for my pastor, Dave Bryan out here, I don't know where we'd really be, but we called the sheriffs out. They decided to join forces with us, and we didn't do the lockdowns. We didn't shut the church down, and so during the whole lockdown, we, you know, nobody really knew where were we at. Like, what was this COVID thing? Is it real? Of course, we found out it was, but was it as bad as they said it was? And so we didn't really know what to do. And then they were trying to implement kids and masks, and that's where we took off and started fighting the school boards. So.
Eric, you're such an encouragement to me because going to all 50 states in 12 months last year, I saw mama bears everywhere, but there are a few studs out there. And Eric, you are obviously one of them. It's such an encouragement to me because you're standing up peacefully, non-complying, but just getting the truth out there and having your voice be heard.
Well, you know, the thing is we all went after the school boards kind of with a Jacob heart right in the beginning because, and God spoke to me really, you know, really softly. He's like, look, these are just people. and they're really blind right now. Once you expose the truth to them and they continue going down those roads, you know, then you can be a Judas a lion, right? You can go after them. But until then, look, they're sovereign people too. And you know, you got to love them and talk to them, build a relationship with them, which we did. And for our school boards, we kind of had an agreement, you know, with things. And then I joined Bonds for the Win with Mickey Klein and a bunch of other people. And we went after their bonds and actually liberated 32 school districts, 168 schools to go vax and mass choice. So, which at the time didn't seem like a huge win, but God, you know, kind of, you know, how God is very subtly spoke to me. I already said it is a big win because now you're just putting that back in the hands of the parents. So in Northern California, we didn't see what Southern California, you know, we don't see that. We're still seeing waves of things happening down there where they're trying to implement, you know, SB 362, where they're trying to take the voters' rights away from voting your sheriff in and put in the hands of the supervisors where they could fire or hire a sheriff, which is completely unconstitutional. So at that point in time, our church, and we had the COVID cons going on. That's where I met General Flynn and Lee Dundas. And, you know, that's where we just started taking off. And I started, you know, working with these people. And then, unfortunately, the vax mandate came out. And I'm a, you know, railroader, and I'm not going to name my company. But the truth of the matter is my heart was sunk because I'd already been awake with Carrie Madej. Her and I became good friends. We started talking, and she really exposed a lot of truth about what this vaccine was doing to people, right? And Judy Mikovits, another good friend.
Eric, you are a stud. I'm so glad we could at least get you in here at the last second, and I can't wait to be with you in person. Yeah. Iron sharpens iron. I can't wait to see you in person, Eric. Thank you so much for coming on here at the end at the Ohio Brett Show, live from Daytona. We'll see you next week. God bless.